Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ. The sunshine
on a cloudy day. Finally, welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk for the next 120 minutes. What? The next 120 minutes? Try the next 115 minutes. I'm going to be your almost humble host. Get ready for one of the more unique experiences on live radio. Here's the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen. That was Katy Perry during the halftime, so I don't care. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, are also known as Theology and the Three Stooges. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. We have our devotional diamonds of the day, also known as DDDs. Personal revelations of my life's insanities. That's when I tell you what happened to me. I was attacked by a new age medical machine. That's coming up in the very next segment. You don't want to miss it because you won't believe what happened. Spiritual observations that may prove I need glasses. Well, that's for sure. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use, but we probably won't. And here's the reason why.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Then explain to me why you didn't run on that down. Oh, sorry. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? The classic Ziggy answer we're giving these days, why not? The review of the Goofy News, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think he is. Oh, yes, he is. Oh, yes, he is. Oh, yes, he is. That's right. We're asking you, do you have any prayer requests or any praise reports? If you do, call us 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. We've got sound effects placed at the wrong time, which have nothing to do with the show.
You must not see anybody or talk to anybody. Anything you do could have serious repercussions on future events. Do you understand?
Yes, I understand. What am I going back to the future? What are we doing? We're living life as a Christian, doing that thingy. Taking your phone calls and more, compelling monologues, riveting interviews, and fascinating callers. Just don't know where I put them in that lost and found box. Oh, well, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. And we're coming right back with a show that's loaded like a baked potato.
The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
KPRZ is powered by Current Solar Contracting. Your home or business can be too with Current Solar Contracting. Call 619-272-0303 or visit currentsd.com.
Kevin Davis here with Tracy from Monta Vista Village. Tracy, you guys got some new openings, don't you?
We do, Kevin. Right now, we've got some great opportunities for your listeners to join our community. We have a two-bedroom apartment coming available, which hasn't happened in 3 years. And for your listeners who are really quite independent but would love to get rid of the house and lead a simpler life, we have a one-bedroom apartment, $900 off the regular price, with minimal services included. Also, keep an eye out for our special February insert in the UT. Kevin, I'm always talking that Monta Vista Village is simply another living option, right up there with living in a condo or a house. So don't think you have to have a medical need to be here. The majority of my independent residents were just tired of the house and looking for more social opportunities. Call us at 619-465-1331. See what opportunities await you and see what your life could be like here at Monta Vista Village.
Once again, that number is 619-465-1331 or online at MontaVistaVillage.com. License number 374-600-564.
You know oil prices have dropped in a big way, and gas prices have followed. But did you know that as a result, mortgage rates have come down too? They're now lower than they've been since June of 2013. So if you've closed a home loan in the last year and a half, make the cash call at 866-590-CASH for a lower rate. Like today's 15-year fixed refi at 2.75% rate and APR with no closing costs. You can probably save with a lower payment, pull tens of thousands out of your home, or maybe do both. And we can refinance you with no closing costs. None. Because at Cash Call, we are designed to save. So make the cash call at 866-590-CASH. That's 866-590-CASH.
Cash Call Inc., Equal Housing Lender. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates may change without notice. Department of Business Oversight, California Finance Lenders Law License Number 603-8780, NMLS Number 38512.
That's 866-590-CASH. 866-590-CASH.
I know you may have lost money in the stock market. You may be dissatisfied with what the banks are paying. Your 401k, SEP, IRA has dropped drastically. Or you may say, oh boy, the market's coming back. I'll stay put. Yeah, right. When is the next stock market fall going to happen? I don't want to ever lose 40% again. Hi, I'm S. Craig Perry. Now you don't ever have to go backwards again due to stock market decline. Insurance companies guarantee it. It's called indexed annuities. America's best kept secret. Get this. No fees, no commissions paid out of your funds. Just historically the safest place you can put your money, and you get me, and I'll teach you right over the phone how this works. No pressure, best service you'll ever get. Get off that roller coaster ride. Call me at 1-800-553-6247. That's 1-800-553-6247. Remember, you'll never go backwards again due to stock market decline. Now, isn't that where you want to have your money? Call me now at 1-800-553-6247, and God bless you.
Call 800-553-6247. Certain restrictions apply. License number 057-8122.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Just want to point out to everybody, in case you didn't know, yesterday I wasn't feeling that good. So just about 1:30 or so, without any time left for our very own robot producer to kind of prepare himself, I decided I would kind of take the rest of the afternoon off and get some rest. Every once in a while you feel like, I need to sit down. So that was kind of what was going on there, and then they had to play a replay. So then it turned out that during that replay, at some point I was talking about the weather, and then somebody noticed that I said it could be raining, and it was a bright and sunny day out yesterday. So they were like, oh, well, he was talking about the weather, but, you know, it was bright and sunny. So I've decided how I'm going to give this weather report should really sum up things that we do in the future. Here it is. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking outside. The weather is sunny. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking outside. The weather, it's snowing. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking outside. It's raining. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking outside, and there's strong winds everywhere. I'm looking outside, ladies and gentlemen, 2 p.m. on this particular day, and there is weather out there. I just want to make sure we got all the bases covered. Did we
miss anything? Cats
and dogs. Huh? Cats and dogs, because I stepped in a poodle? Oh, maybe. And then also, there's hail, and it wasn't the Michigan fight song. And, there's all those things. I just want to make sure everybody knows that we're getting it covered the best we can. You know, when I'm not feeling good, guess what is not at the top of my mind? I know. You should be like, well, you should be more conscious of all of us listeners that we should have a better weather report. Well, you should know that if I'm not there and I'm taking a sick day, you should pray for me. Aha! See how that works both ways?
Good call.
That's right. This segment brought to you by our very own Current Solar Contracting, Tom and Brittany and Baby and Joseph and Maria. I'm telling you, they add one more person. We're just going to make them do a play with the nativity scene. That's it, because we just have them all right there. Current Solar Contracting, helping people save money on a regular basis. Now, here's the thing. They're not so small they can't get the job done. Not too big they forget your name. The biggest deal, we're going to have a meeting with Tom sometime tomorrow. Cameron and I are. And, they did a really successful campaign in December. We want to talk to them about that because they were able to raise $5,000 for Toys for Joy. And we're going to see if we can work out some additional campaigns, work with them. I think that'd be totally cool. Here's the deal. What Current Solar Contracting is doing is helping people save money, but they don't charge you a single penny. Nada one penny. That's a new language called Deva. Nada one penny for them to examine what your situation is and see if it's worthwhile to get solar. If it's not, they'll tell you. Wouldn't you rather have somebody come in and go, yeah, no, this is not a good idea for you? But I also want somebody to come in and say, this is an excellent idea for you, and you can save $150, $200 a month, which is almost $2,400, $2,500 a year. Come check it out. That's the kind of people you want to do business with. 619-272-0303. That's 619-272-0303. And I definitely want to encourage you to give them a buzz. You will not be sorry. They love taking care of people. Okay, couple things I got to tell you. We're on a tighter time frame, so I can't do the medical thing that I was going to do. I got to do that like next segment because I think I only have like 3 minutes, right? So we're kind of a little bit tougher time frame. And that's because the show ran late. Sometimes that happens. But I will say this. On Sunday, I did watch the Super Bowl. I was forced to by my wife. Forced.
That's horrible.
Under the threat of forcing.
You had to watch sports? I'm sorry, Dave.
No, I had to watch that middle show.
Uh-oh.
The Katy Perry thing or whatever it was, or I don't know what it is. I don't know who it is. It doesn't matter. She's a fake Christian, right? So I don't really care. So here's the, you know, and then all of a sudden she was on. All I want to say about the halftime show is this. I will give one compliment to the halftime show. I'm going to do it right now. People are going to say, I can't believe you're going to do this. I am. I'm going to do this. Now, besides the fact that my eyes were bleeding because the sound was so bad. Oh, did I say that way? Oh, sorry. I thought the Land Sharks were really cool, and they reminded me of the Saturday Night Live skit where it's the Jehovah's Witness Land Shark, and he comes knocking on the door, and he goes, well, Land Shark. Jehovah's Witness. Did you ever see that skit? It's like the funniest skit
ever.
It's very funny on Saturday Night Live. Very, very funny. So I thought that the Sharks were cool. Outside of that, I was like, you know, I think I can get this this peanut shell in the garbage, even though the garbage is in the kitchen, and I have to go through the opening in the kitchen and has to bounce off the refrigerator. I'm pretty sure I can do that. And that's what I was doing for that whole half, or that halftime thing, whatever. Anyway, I just think anybody that says, you know, I'm a Christian, on Jesus, that doesn't work very well for me. I guess I don't buy into that at that point. It's not going to be the way that I do that. I will say this. I watched Undercover Boss as well on Sunday, and most of the time the bosses are really nice and generous. I don't know what it is, but this boss, super cheapo. Super cheapo boss, worth millions of dollars. Like, here's an extra $500. It's like, what? I don't know. If you got it, give it. I mean, you know, share it. You might as well. That's kind of some of that. But I will say, my wife forced me to watch that halftime show. I have a response for her. She doesn't know what's coming. I don't watch NASCAR, but one Sunday she's gonna. And that'll be my payback. There you go. All right. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. I want to point this out to you real quickly. When we come back, I'm going to tell you about a machine that attacked me, and it was a health machine. Don't go anywhere.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
Don't let your home painting project turn into this. Use the professionals at Darby Painting, the residential painting specialist with over 40 years experience and an A-plus rating in the BBB. Darby Painting is committed to excellence, quality, and value, which is good for you because then you have more time for good old-fashioned relaxing and less time for getting stressed out. The team of experts at Darby Painting can't wait to show you the quality and value of their work. And they do way more than just painting. They do carpentry, drywall repair, deck restoration, and acoustic removal. Darby Painting is so eager to help you that they're going to give you a written warranty and $100 off your project.
Join thousands of satisfied clients and ditch the stress. Call Darby Painting, 619-250-7488. 619-250-7488. Darby Painting, completely licensed, bonded, and insured. 619-250-7488. License number 949677.
Feeling friendly? K-Praise is on Facebook and Twitter. Like us and follow us today. Fill your social life with godly news feeds. Read spiritual messages and station updates every day from your favorite radio station. K-Praise, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
Join the Z Club for your chance to win an Apple iPad mini and great prizes like books, CDs, and DVDs from your favorite ministries. Plus, sign up to receive daily program highlights and discussions you'll hear on daily radio shows. Plus a variety of free daily devotions like Moments with You, Encouragement for Today, Girlfriends in God, and In Touch Ministries with Dr. Charles Stanley. Sign up for the Z Club today at kprz.com.
Download the KPRZ app for your smartphone. The great programming on KPRZ can go with you wherever you go with the free KPRZ app. Listen live, read station and host information, discover new shows and personalities, and listen to your favorite shows anytime, anywhere. Download the free app at your provider's app marketplace and start enjoying KPRZ's life-changing radio on the go.
Moms, KPRZ presents our craziest show yet, America's most popular live stage show for you and your daughter. It's the Secret Keeper Girl Crazy Hair Tour, created by best-selling author Dana Gresh. The most fun a mom and daughter will ever have digging into God's Word while laughing and singing together. Secret Keeper Girl is a special mother-daughter event that promotes biblical modesty, purity, and real intercourse. Pure Beauty, presented in a super fun and safe environment with live worship. Join us Sunday, February 22nd at Foothills Christian Church in El Cajon, or Friday, February 27th at Calvary Chapel Oceanside at 6:30 p.m. Come experience what over a million moms and daughters have enjoyed around the country. Your daughter and you will have a blast. To learn more and to order your tickets today, go to SecretKeeperGirl.com. That's SecretKeeperGirl.com.
KPRZ has teamed up with trustworthy businesses in your area to bring you the Honeydew List.
One click connects you with KPRZ
experts for pest control, heating and air, home improvement, maintenance, repair, and more. Find licensed contractors you can trust. Visit KPRZ.com and click on the Honeydew List banner for professionals in pest control, home comfort systems, roofing, solar, and more. Click the KPRZ Honeydew List because we want you to be comfortable in your home and with who you let in your home.
Brought to you by Home Comfort USA, formerly known as 1-800-COMFORT. New name, same loving family. Call 858-866-8637 to save big with their fall clearance sale. The warehouse is full of 2014 heating and air conditioning systems, all at 25% off. Last chance of the year for huge savings. Call 858-866-8637. That's 858-866-8637.
La Casa del Zorro Resort and Spa in Borrego Springs is a golfer's paradise and home to the Tom Fazio-designed Rams Hill Golf Course adjacent to the hotel. For special stay-and-play golf packages, visit lacasadelzorro.com or call 760-767-0100 for reservations.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Quick reminder, if you want to reach the show, you can do so by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. If you don't know what email is, they've invented dirt. Good to know that. Quick check on the traffic. It's not bad. It's only 220 in California on a freeway day. So no complaining as of yet. Weather, beautiful. Even though I gave the wrong weather report the other day, beautiful. That is the weather report. This segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing and our very good friends Eric and Ingrid Holloway, who I got to be talking to Eric about tomorrow, by the way. That's a really important point. 20 years of experience, active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in roofing classifications, testimonials from people just like you. The big deal is they do new roof construction, old roof replacements and repairs. They do remodeling, waterproofing. They even will cook you an omelet. Come on, that's a great deal. They'll do the roof and cook you an omelet. What a terrific opportunity that is. Here's the bottom line. Do you want to do business with somebody who loves doing their businesses unto the Lord? Then these are the people you want to talk to. 760-743-8803 for those that are telephone-minded. ExcaliburRoofing.com for those that are really into URLs. If you're into Yahoo or Google, then you can just type in Excalibur Roofing. That will work either way. One thing is for sure. If you do business with Eric and Ingrid, you will be very, very happy with the quality of work that they do with you. Time to get to the big story of the day. Now, everybody thinks it's going to be something about the Super Bowl. It's not going to be something about the Super Bowl. Everybody freaking out that the guy didn't run the ball that very last play. Why Pete Carroll didn't run it. I'll just simply say when Pete Carroll called the play for the touchdown throw at the end of the second quarter, at the end of the half, and he scored a touchdown, everybody thought he was a genius. Goes for the same play again in the fourth quarter at the end of the game, blows it. Oh, well, worst call ever. Whatever. Come on. And another thing, and we're going to talk about this in a second, this was not America's team versus America's team. This was the New England Patriots against the Seattle Seahawks, and it was a great Super Bowl, but I don't like either team, so it's not America's team. I don't really care about that, but this is what happened that was important. So the wife and I had made the decision we were going to watch Transformers 3 and 4. Why? Well, it's Super Bowl Sunday. And we were relaxing, and I was having, food. Okay, pizza. I was having pizza, okay? And it wasn't gluten-free pizza. It was tons of gluten. I was having gluten come out of my ears. It was great. Anyway, so I'm watching Transformers 3 and 4. We have the little 3D effect. Totally, totally awesome. Let me just say right now, especially Transformers 3. You know those guys in those little jumpsuits?
Yep.
Oh, that's so cool on 3D. It's unbelievable. It is fascinating. But that's not the big thing that happened to me this weekend. This weekend, something happened to me that's never happened to anybody before that I know of.
You cheered for Ohio.
No. I went with my wife to the store to pick up medicine for her, and I sat down at the blood pressure machine. Now, you want to know why I sat down at the blood pressure machine? One, sometimes work gets to me. And then two, I haven't taken my blood pressure, and I wanted to see what the blood pressure machine was going to tell me, because I really would like to know if I'm running 190 over 102, if I need to get some medicine or something's wrong with me. I sat down, and have you seen these new machines? They're like big, and they have green outlines because they're trying to be green themed, and they have all these bright buttons and this screen right in the middle, a big screen in the middle where a lady comes out and talks to you. Have you seen these new ones? They're not the old ones that are at Walmart.
I've always seen the old ones.
Okay, so listen to what happened. I am not joking. I'm at Rite Aid in Carlsbad, California, off of Avenida Encinas. Okay, so everybody knows exactly what I'm talking about, right? I get in this thing at Rite Aid. I put my arm in the little cup thing, and I'm already thinking, you know, my arm's a little bigger, so maybe I should pull up my shirt. And I thought, no, I'll just put it in. You know, I'm not wearing that heavy of a shirt. You know, I can get away with this. And the machine goes, "Thank you for preparing to take your blood pressure test." And I'm like, okay, cool. No problem. I'm going to get some very simple answers. Not going to be a problem, right? And he goes, "Now the blood pressure test will begin." And you know how the little cup around your arm, your bicep, it increases in pressure and it inflates, so it goes around your arm. And then that's how they do the readings, right? That's normal. Okay, I'm not having any problems. Then guess what happened? Out of the midst of this experience, up comes a new age blood pressure machine. I'm pretty sure that this saw the Transformers movie. Because up it arises, and you know what it says to me? "Clear your mind. Pretend that you are floating aimlessly in space." I'm looking at this blood machine like I'm thinking to myself, okay, first of all, Mr. Blood Pressure Machine, you should be quiet. You shouldn't be telling me to clear my mind, telling me to float in space. And then it proceeds to give me two or three other yogurt-style mentalities, all of which have to do with me being very settled in my spot so that I don't move, so that the proper readings will be given and they can communicate to me my health and wellness based on their understanding. And my wife is looking over at me, and she cannot figure out why I'm getting mad at a blood pressure machine that's trying to use new age communication capacity and talk to me. If you don't think it's true, go to Avenida Encinas, go to the Rite Aid, go on the back corner where the pharmacy is, stick your arm in there, push the button, and listen to the machine tell you how wonderful you are as a person, and you should just float around in space, and you should just clear everything out of your mind. Oh, wait. Settle everything down in your thinking. Don't move. Be very still. Pretend you are a part of the planet. So you know what's happening while this is going on, Robo Producer? I'm getting mad and madder,
Dave,
and madder.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
And not only am I dealing with Hale from the movie, from the computer 2000 from the Space Oddity, I'm looking at this machine, and you know what's happening to my blood pressure numbers? They're going through the roof because I'm getting ready to stand up, pick the machine up, and throw it to the side and go, "How do you like them apples?" It's just like the machine is trying to new age me. And I'm sitting there trying to get my blood pressure taken, and I don't need a machine to remind me that yoga is prevailing in Southern California, and I certainly don't need my blood pressure machine to tell me, "Be still. Empty your mind. Pretend I am the government
and I will do your thinking for you. It's like, come on. If you can't give me my blood pressure without sounding like you're from the fifth planet away from Saturn, get out of my life. So I was very upset. My wife was like, what's the matter? What's the matter? I'm walking through the store. What kind of place has a new age blood pressure machine? Now, it is possible I overreacted. I'm not going to deny that. But being a Christian, a Bible-believing Christian, the last thing I want is when I'm getting my blood pressure taken, I don't want some new age machine telling me what I am or am-n't. Those are not things that I appreciate or liketh. And I'm using the King James there just to show you my disgust with the machine. So here's my encouragement in your future. Stay away from a machine that tells you to clear your mind, because the next thing you know, it's going to inject you and say, isn't the government good? It's good. Love your government. Yeah, stay away from those machines. That's my encouragement right there. A new age blood pressure machine. Can you imagine? I'm telling you. Probably got funding from the government. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. When we come back, I'm going to be doing a DDD so I can get my blood pressure down. I got a bad case for loving you. No
pills gonna kill my ill. I got a bad case for love. Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Bridal Bazaar is San Diego's largest bridal show with over 300 trusted wedding professionals. Find everything you need to plan the wedding of your dreams at the Bridal Bazaar this Sunday, February 8th at the San Diego Convention Center. Tickets and discount coupons at bridalbazaar.com.
Current Solar Contracting is your one-stop solar shop, and with over 20 years of solar experience, Current Solar Contracting is here to make sure you get the best deal possible.
Hello, my name is Gaetano Giacalone, CEO of Current Solar Contracting. We're looking to provide you with quality workmanship and services. We do extensive research to make sure what we're putting on your home or business is the best the solar industry has to offer and the best fit for your solar needs. Current Solar Contracting is family-owned and operated, so when you work with us, you work with real employees, not outsourced third parties. We work directly with you step by step to ensure complete customer satisfaction. Take the solar challenge. See how much money Current Solar Contracting can save you.
Call 619-272-0303. That's 619-272-0303. Or visit currentsd.com.
We can't wait to have you join our Current Solar family.
619-272-0303. Or visit currentsd.com.
Hi folks, Alan Thick here, and you've probably heard, maybe from me, that if you owe the IRS money, they can do some scary things. Garnish your wages, levy your bank account, even seize your home or business. You add on the penalties and interest, and getting out of debt can seem impossible. Back taxes are for real, it's not a game. But the game changes when you have a team of tax experts on your side. The professionals at Optima Tax Relief can immediately protect you from aggressive collections. And for a limited time, the IRS is offering a tax debt forgiveness program. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative. With the help of Optima, you may qualify for a settlement that saves you thousands. Nobody knows the game better than the Optima team. Don't wait till it's game over. Let their experts coach you through this. It's a win-win. Call for your free consultation.
Call 800-711-5743. 800-711-5743. 800-711-5743. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Chris George, General Manager, Team Kia of El Cajon. So tell us about the Team Kia customer experience.
When you come to the dealership, you know, it's like welcoming somebody into your home. We're going to offer you some coffee or some water. You want the place clean. I want the men to open doors for women. That's how I teach my boys, and that's what I do for my wife. That's our goal, is to develop a relationship with people. You get to know who we are by the people you meet.
Go to TeamKiaOfElCajon.com today. Tell them KPRZ sent you and get a free tire rotation, brake inspection, and alignment quick check.
Have you ever thought about taking a trip to Israel but never thought it was possible? KPRZ wants to invite you on a trip of a lifetime as we experience Israel this fall, October 24th through November 3rd with Genesis Tours and teaching pastor Alistair Begg from Truth for Life. For 9 days, you'll get to travel Israel and experience the wonder of the Bible coming to life. For full cost, trip information, or to register, visit experienceisrael.com. Join us in Israel for the experience of a lifetime.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. I just want to let everybody know, weather is fantastic. Sorry I didn't feel good the other day, so you kind of got not the best weather report. But, you know, I will say that lately the weather's had a lot of rainish kind of capacity. So even if I'm sick and then you hear something, well, it looks like it's kind of raining. It could look like it's raining in Julian where it doesn't have to look like it's raining in La Jolla. Isn't that true? I'm pretty sure that's true. That's just my excuse for saying we couldn't get the edits done in time. So if you don't like that, can't help you. Here we go. This segment brought to you by Genesis Recovery, our good friend Tommy Hawthorne and gang, who are helping guys who are enslaved by drugs and alcohol, and they're using redemption and sobriety as their weapons to help people get free. Free in also in finding restoration of physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual health. A great thing for people to have. Some tough times people go through at the beginning of the year and different celebrations. Genesis Recovery San Diego, standing by people, helping them move forward in life, not just surviving life, because that's not enough. Not just staying in the boat, but getting outside the boat, walking on the water, and making a difference in other people's lives. If you are a person that needs that help, you need to call them. Stop with the pride. Stop with the denial. Get it done. 619-797-7319. Or you can go to GenesisRecoverySanDiego.com. And at a minimum, if you're a person that hears me talking about these guys all the time, one mention before the Lord sometime this week. Just mention them before the Lord, that the Lord would bless them, guide them, direct them, give them the best possible connection and sensitivity to the Holy Spirit so they can get the job done that they need to get done. I also want to point out one other thing, which would be kind of a cool thing for you guys to remember, and that is our Experience Israel tour coming up. That's going to be October 24th through November 3rd. Again, I've mentioned this before. Anybody who has gone on a tour to Israel will tell you that going through the Genesis tour is a completely different experience, which you could totally get that. Reuven is the gentleman that helps coordinate and is the owner of Genesis Tours. We're going to have him on the show pretty soon. Here's the bottom line. The cost for the trip, the information, the registration, all that stuff, go to experienceisraeltour.com. That's experienceisraeltour.com. Okay. We're going to jump into a DDD because I did the story on the New Age blood pressure machine. I'm just glad that some injection piece didn't come out and go zzz, and then you kind of injects you. You will pay this for your taxes. You know, it's the next thing I'm waiting for. I don't know how I get from that to this, but here we go. Mark chapter 14, verse 32 through 35. Mark 14, verse 32 through 35. This actually has a title to it for those that don't know what a DDD is. A DDD is a devotional diamond of the day. That means at some point in the last so many weeks, I was reading my Bible in the morning, doing my devotional time, and there's something that pops off the page. Now, for somebody who's been involved in ministry like I have and been involved in church plants and so on, that happens maybe a little more frequently than you would think, and I jot them down. I write them down. Sometimes I'll come up with one DDD, as in the other day I came up with eight. It just depends on what's going on and what the Lord's trying to talk to me, or if I can hear, or if I'm just being more observant. I mean, it's any of those things, all those dynamics at once. But this one is really cool because it's called the proper response. The proper response. So why I titled it this is as we read the story, this portion in Mark chapter 14, you're going to find out how Jesus responded in a circumstance and how maybe we should walk that example as well. Mark chapter 14, verse 32 through 35 says this. They came to a place named Gethsemane, and he said to his disciples, "Sit here until I have prayed." And he took with him Peter and James and John and began to be very distressed and troubled. And he said to them, "My soul is deeply grieved to the point of death. Remain here and keep watch." And he went a little beyond them and fell on the ground and began to pray that if it were possible, the hour might pass him by. This portion in Scripture has been taught on countless times in countless different denominations. It's a very well-known portion. The prayer when he's at the Garden of Gethsemane is one of those where we reflect on Jesus. We understand that Jesus, fully God and fully man, not 50% man and 50% God, but fully God and fully man. And somebody goes, well, that's 200%. That's good. But if you understand how the mixtures of certain elements become the things they become, you'll understand that Jesus wasn't part divine and part human. He was all the way human, born of a woman, yet all the way God, born through the Holy Spirit impregnating Mary. So it's fully, you can't get away from it. You can try, you can bounce up and down. You can go, it doesn't make sense to me because, you know, I'm logical. Okay, sure. It's really cute when mortality tries to define immortality and finite tries to define infinite. But once you get over that little pride thing, you can get back to the reality check. In this moment, this is where Jesus really has a demonstration, a communication to us through Holy Writ of how human he was. The situation he was in was tough. It was dire. It was difficult. And it says he was very distressed and troubled. And then when he's talking to his disciples, he goes, you know, my soul is deeply grieved, even to the point of death. Now, I want you to get the different things that Jesus is going through, because you and I go through these things, maybe not to the same level, but maybe from time to time we touch them. One of the things it says is he was distressed and he was troubled. Now, I, as a Christian and as a Bible-believing Christian, find that I find myself distressed a lot more than I want to acknowledge. Sometimes I wonder if it's the lack of my faith. Sometimes I wonder if it's me getting my focus on the circumstances versus keeping my focus on the Lord. But I get stressed out. I start running around like a chicken with my head cut off. I'm like, blah, 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 blah. Like, that's, you know, usually going to produce something, and it doesn't. And then he says that word trouble. He was very distressed, and the Bible says he was troubled. Have you ever been troubled inside of you, discouraged inside of you, uncomfortable inside of you, where you're feeling like it's just not sitting right? The whole thing's not sitting right. And then Jesus goes on to define it further and says, my soul is deeply grieved to the point of death. Now, the grieving and grief has to do with this shutting down of the person's emotions and their internal shutting down because there's nowhere left to go, and it's almost a sense of dying. And in your trials, maybe you have felt distressed, and maybe you have felt troubled, and perhaps even to the point where you're shutting down. And you feel like, I don't know, man. I don't know how much more I can go. Well, here is Jesus in that same point, only deeper in the sense that he says he's deeply grieved to the point of death. He knows there's nowhere else to go. This is it. So what does he do? And that's what I want to challenge you in. He's distressed, he's troubled, he's grieved. What does he do? He does two things. The Bible says he fell to the ground and he began to pray. Now, these are the two things that Jesus did in response to being distressed, in response to being troubled, in response to being grieved. He fell to the ground and he began to pray. Falling to the ground is full submission. It's full worship, obedience, yielding, surrender. It's saying, I am not in charge. You are. Even as Jesus makes this prayer, he says to the Father, if it's possible, let this pass, but not what I want, but what you want. Full submission. He's expressing how he feels. He's not in denial. He's expressing how he feels, but he's also saying, even though I feel that way, I still surrender. Falls to the ground. And after falling to the ground, he then does the one thing that I think many of us maybe do poorly. I think sometimes we'll fall to the ground and begin to complain. We'll fall to the ground and begin to evaluate. We fall to the ground and begin to do the examination process so we can understand everything that's going on. Jesus fell to the ground and expressed that submission by praying to the Father. So I want to encourage you. I want to encourage me. I want to encourage anybody and everybody listening that if you are distressed, if you are troubled, if you are grieved, the first thing you need to do is fall to the ground before the Lord. And the next thing you need to do is, instead of complaining, is pray, talk with God, commune, share that burden, share that heaviness, share the distressing, share the troubling, share the grieving. Communicate with the Lord. Get in sync with God. Don't let the distressing and the troubling and the grieving send you into oblivion. Don't let it send you into a complaining course. Don't let it send you away. Let it send you to the Lord. Fall to the ground, the act of submission, and begin to pray and commune and talk and be still and share and cry and laugh and weep before your Heavenly Father. And let Him touch you and comfort you and surround you and protect you. And in the case of Jesus Christ, give you the strength to face a trial that is beyond what you think you can face. Let Him empower you to go forward. The proper response to being distressed, troubled, and grieved is to fall to the ground and pray. That's what it is. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. When we come back, we're going to be looking at some other DDDs and some stories. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
Arthur Brooks of the American Enterprise Institute for townhall.com. In 2012, a Marist poll found that a stunning 78% of Americans feel frustration over the increasing negativity of our politics. It's safe to assume this percentage has not dropped since then. But the truth is, demand is more important than supply. We get more and more of what we signal we want through our dollars and our clicks and our votes. If our politics is too poisonous, it's because we're demanding too much poison. We have to ask ourselves, what will my next click say about my desires? Will the next article about politics I read elevate me? This is not a call for boring moderation or unprincipled centrism. Liberals should be liberals, and conservatives should be conservatives. But we should all be expected to live up to a higher standard of civility. These next 2 years present a formidable challenge to our political leaders, but they also present a challenge to us. We need to demand a climate of moral elevation as opposed to destruction of the other side.
You know what? There is absolutely no reason. Don't spend another year being uncomfortable in your own home. You and your family should be warm in the winter and cool in the summer. The air you breathe in your home should be clean and fresh and safe. Home Comfort USA has the solution with three generations of local experience and a heart to serve. The guys at Home Comfort USA are the trusted experts at heating, air conditioning, and indoor air quality. So whether you need a simple repair or a whole new system, call the Comfort Guys.
Home Comfort USA.
Factory fresh tune-ups, just $69.
Home Comfort USA.
Whole new systems starting as low as $39.95.
Home Comfort USA.
Wow. And now with 5 years, no interest or payments starting at only $99 a month, there's no reason to wait. 858-866-8637.
Call the Comfort Guys. We're there.
858-866-8637. CSLB number 974908.
Home Comfort USA.
This radio station's mission is to tell the world of the love of Jesus Christ. We also know that the best Christian is an informed Christian. That's why our sister station, AM 1170, The Answer, will keep you informed on anything happening that you need to know about. Come here for the gospel message. Go there to find out what's happening here and around the world. Together, we can change the world. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ, and AM 1170, The Answer.
Do you want to make a difference while earning extra income? Do you have an extra bedroom that's unused?
Make your house a home for someone special. California Mentor is passionate about matching adults with special needs with loving families like yours. Bring your heart and your home while earning a generous monthly stipend. For more information, go to mentorswanted.com or call 855-MENTOR-2. That's 855-MENTOR-2. 855-636-8672.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. A couple things to let you know. For those that are unaware, Secret Keeper Girl taking place February 27th. I guess it's the 27th and the 22nd. This is a special mother-daughter event. Embraces biblical modesty, vibrant purity, and inner beauty. They do it in a great format. The first one, I think, is at Foothills Christian Church in El Cajon. The second one's in Calvary Chapel, Oceanside. Information on tickets, secretkeepergirl.com. So that's pretty cool. Now watch this. Also, another thing coming up on March 1st, it's called From Santana to Hosanna. Now we're going back to my day because Leon Patillo, oh my goodness gracious, I saw Leon Patillo in 1981. How about that? He's doing a free concert from 4 to 5:30 on March 1st. It's going to be a free reception to benefit the Urban Life San Diego on Sunday, March 1st at the La Jolla Presbyterian Church. For more information, you want to call the church, 858-454-0713. Good old Leon Patillo. I mean, don't give in. Just trust in him. Be thou very strong. I remember that from, forever ago. Right, dude's still rocking on. You have to love that. Also, Art of Marriage taking place on March 7th. For information on the Art of Marriage, please check out kprz.com station information. That'd be good to do it that way. Let me give you this story. We're not going to spend a lot of time on it because it's just too stupid for me to spend a lot of time on. That's the kind of story that Robo Producer and I really like. Here it is. A certain group of Democrats in the House are pushing for National Charles Darwin Day. So what's... Okay. They've introduced a resolution to create a national holiday for the man behind the theory. So they were going to create a holiday for the man behind the theory of evolution. Not the fact, the theory. Charles Darwin's theory of evolution by the mechanism of natural selection, together with the monumental amounts of scientific evidence he compiled to support it, proves humanity with a logical, intellectual, compelling explanation for the diversity of life on Earth, the American Humanist Association says, whose motto is good without God. That's their motto. Hey, you want a great return motto? Yeah, not eternal without God. Not so good in eternity. You could use any one of those. You know, good without God for about 80 years. And then it's going to be, do you got enough suntan lotion? Why don't you take some cookies and some marshmallows and some graham crackers and some chocolate there? Because you'll have plenty of fire to burn the s'mores with. It's like, what? That's not funny. Somebody departing isn't funny. It's funny if you think of it from a s'mores point of view. Anyhow, the American Humanist Association, whose motto is good without God, is the driving force at getting a holiday to recognize Darwin. I'm thinking they should have just gone a different direction. Maybe they should have just went with, like, you know, gee, isn't nature pretty day or something like that. I don't think this is going to fly as good as some of the other ideas, but hey. You can't blame them for trying. We have some people that listen to this show who are atheists, and we don't mind them listening to the show. They listen and they get an idea of how crazy we are. And we are. And B, how crazy they are. And they are too. So everybody knows that part about it. Here's the one thing I'm going to tell you to do, though, in this year, 2015. Stop. Don't focus just on the bad. Don't focus on, ugh. If you watch the news, don't just focus on the news. Don't focus on all that negative, all the stuff that's going on, just drain you. I mean, I love what my daughter does. Her and her husband, they do media fasts. No media, period. And they're always like, yeah, I feel so much better. Like, well, maybe that's because we keep pouring in horrible things, piece after piece after piece. Here's an idea. For 2015, let's do this. Let's make this commitment to do this. Let's focus on the presence of the Lord in our lives and in the lives of others, and the work of the Lord in our lives and the lives of others. In other words, don't be so self-centered that you're only looking at what God is doing in your life. Look and see as the Lord is moving in other people's lives, and then be a part of that, because that's cool to be connected to when the kingdom advances. So we highly encourage that. Make this year not a year where you just simply focus on the yuck, but let's focus on the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and the wonderful things that he's doing and the wonderful things he's doing in our lives and in the lives around us. That's so much better for our spirit. It's so much better for our heart. Just think of it in these terms. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3. He will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed upon thee, because he trusts in thee. If our focus is on the Lord, then we can have this thing called peace that doesn't have to be medicated to get us there. That's pretty cool. I gotta say, focus on what the Lord is doing, his presence and his work in your lives and the lives of others. Love God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. Put it into practice. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. When we come back, a little bit more on the DDDs in history. Don't go anywhere.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.